We would like to acknowledge the Burong and Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, on whose unceded land Mojo Radio is recorded on. We also pay respect to the elders past, present and emerging. Good morning, I'm Annie, and welcome to Mojo Radio. Monash and Melbourne University staff walked off the job this week, the industrial action taking place 18 months into EBA negotiations. Union members took part in a 24-hour strike demanding better wages, job security, and an end to wage theft. The National Tertiary Education Union says staff are being hit with overwhelming workloads and insecure contract as student satisfaction falls. The 2024 Association of Southeastern Asian Nations Special Summit, hosted by Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, has wrapped up in Melbourne. 9 ASEAN leaders met to discuss challenges in the region, including territorial disputes with China on key trade routes and economic stability. The leaders signed a strategic partnership containing agreements on climate and clean energy, education, travel, and economic cooperation. Prime Minister Albanese says a $2 billion investment financing facility will help boost economic activity in Southeast Asia.
Australia commits to working with you to make sure the principles of sovereignty, territorial integrity, equality and independence are upheld, to ensure our region is secure, resilient, open, inclusive and prosperous.
Authorities are monitoring the activities of climate activist group Extinction Rebellion after they staged 4 consecutive days of disruptive protests in Melbourne's CBD. The protest culminated with a sit-in on the intersection of Flinders and Swanton Streets with the aim of bringing traffic to a standstill. Police were swift to remove demonstrators, laying charges against 27 of them. Extinction Rebellion is calling on the federal government to announce a climate emergency. Activist Freya Clough-Good works as a youth disability support worker and says she fears for the future of Australia's children.
I love children and I've read the science and I know that the world that they're growing into is going to be one of horror. I can't sit by and let that happen to the next generation. That's why I'm here today, rebelling for life.
To entertainment now, Hollywood actors Emma Stone and Cillian Murphy are still basking in the glow of winning Best Actress and Actor at the 2024 Oscars. Oppenheimer won Best Picture. It stars Murphy and follows the life of an American theoretical physicist who developed the first nuclear weapons during World War I. Stone triumphing over Lily Gladstone, who was the first Native American to be nominated in the Best Actress category. Stone paying homage to Gladstone in her acceptance speech.
Lily, I share this with you. I am in awe of you, and it has been such an honor to do all of this together. I hope we get to keep doing more together.
Also on the night, Billie Eilish became the youngest 2-time Oscar winner in history.
We made a film about the man who created the atomic bomb, and for better or for worse, we're all living in Oppenheimer's world, so I would really like to dedicate this to the peacemakers everywhere.
John Cena presented the category for Best Costume, Naked, and Ryan Gosling performed a striking rendition of I'm Just Ken from last year's Barbie blockbuster. But the Oscars didn't escape politics, with protesters calling for a ceasefire in Gaza, shutting down many of the roads surrounding the venue. That's all for now. I'm Annie, and this is Mojo Radio.